It's the In Case You Missed It podcast here on Kiss Country 99.9, brought to us by Xfinity.
Kiss Country 99.9, we are backstage Tortuga Music Festival 2024. Cassie Ashton with us right now. Cassie, number one, what is the craziest called Thursday that you've heard so far?
Oh.
Called out Thursday, is that what it is?
Called Crazy Thursday.
Called Crazy Thursday, okay.
you know, you get to turn in the craziest thing you've ever done that they stayed for, or the craziest thing that you stayed for that they ever did. I think legally, I can't tell you. They are wild what these people share.
And they just send it
literally,
to you.
Literally, yes. And I want to, like, I DM them, I'm like, hey, no judgment. Are you sure? Are you sure? Because this is crazy. This one of them, I got one the other day and I'm waiting for her to respond. She said, there is a county in Michigan that I am banned from.
Really? Oh.
And she goes, and now we're married. I'll tell you sometime. And I was like,
what
could you have done that got you like banned from a whole county?
I mean, it's amazing though. I mean, talk about music, but now you can have your own show with these people too. You have your own Cassie Ashton Dateline here with these people.
It's crazy. I feel like it's going to slowly morph into the Jerry Springer show. And I'm just going to like.
Which is great.
Keep wearing more wigs and more glasses.
It's so good.
Well, what is the craziest thing you probably have witnessed? And if you were to divulge anything and you could give us some tea.
That someone else did?
Yeah.
Okay, so this girl told me that her girlfriend cheated on her with a man and got pregnant by that man, but she took her back, and then she proposed to her, and then when they got engaged, she cheated on her with another man and had another baby, but she still married her, but then she divorced her because she cheated on her again, but then the baby mama tried to sue her for child support.
Oh.
If this doesn't...
And she still texts me, and I'm like, do you text back?
If I don't see in a year from now, executive producer with your name on it, like Dick Wolf over here, you're going to have your very own Netflix documentary, all that stuff.
People are crazy.
That is amazing, crazy, though. But of course, it all comes off of a song that you have out right now.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
That's what it all stems from. Tell us about the song a little bit and a little about how that song came to be.
So my new single is called Crazy. It really comes from just like the cold, hard truth. I always tell people, I go, ladies, any man who has ever called me crazy has called me again.
Okay.
It's just not an insult anymore. And so, you know, we wanted to make it this fun, cheeky, true thing. Not really like a man-hating song, but really just like, I know you like the crazy, so joke's on you.
Yeah. Absolutely. So
you keep coming back for more, obviously.
Exactly. You're so good.
What does that say about you? You must be crazy,
yes,
too.
Exactly.
Amen. So the last time I saw you, I think it was maybe a year ago or something like that, you were getting ready to shoot a music video, but you wanted to like blow up things all over the place and everything like that. Did that ever come to be? Were you ever able to just blow things up however you wanted and have it how you wanted?
Me and the label's insurance don't get along very well. They're always ruining all the fun stuff. I wanted, it was the music video for Dates and Pickup Trucks. I wanted to be like the mob boss and we're like sneaking duffel bags in this like abandoned lot and they're fist fighting and we like blow some stuff up. I got all of it except the blowing the stuff up.
Wow.
I was like, dang it.
I knew that was
the
tough one.
But the fist fighting happened, so I was happy.
Okay. Well, you have such a vibe to you as Like, it's really, like, chic. It's hip.
Thank you.
I like it a lot. It's definitely ready for Tortuga. Tortuga vibes 100%. It's like rock, country, badass.
Yes. Sweating.
sweating. Sweating.
Absolutely.
Always sweating.
Here
in South Florida. Welcome.
I love it.
That's what comes along with it. So you've played Tortuga before, haven't you?
I have not.
This is your first time.
This is my first time.
Okay. Any advice for anybody that is coming out to Tortuga to see your show or anybody else's?
I would say just bring your dancing pants, baby. I'm a new artist. You're not going to know every song in the set because I'm new. But if you bring your good time attitude and you know your hips are loose, we're gonna have a great time. And
I like dancing pants.
Yeah,
I
bring your dancing pants.
I'm just going to break it to you right now.
Amazon.
Wait,
I'm going to break it to you right now, though. They're not going to be in any pants out there, okay?
No.
Be advised. They're going to be probably like really close to being naked out there. So pants left at home for sure for this kind of show.
Yes, the word banana hammock comes to mind.
You'll see that too. There are a lot of them out there. Well, we'll let you go see all the banana hammocks plus so much more. By the way, being in South Florida, There are so many crazy people down here. If somebody wants to send you a crazy story, well, how do they do that?
DM me on Instagram at Cassie Ashton, spelled K-A-S-S-I-A-S-H-T-O-N, because my dad can't spell. I respond to all my DMs, baby, and I promise I'll blur your name out.
All right, oh my gosh. There we go. We're live backstage, Tortuga Music Festival. It's Kiss Country 99.9.